Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Well, it's Tuesday on this program, you know what that means. It means I am not dressed as a whale. I will do it, but I'm going to give you guys some advanced warning first, as opposed to just showing up as a whale someday. Might be next Tuesday. I guess we could have done it today, but I mean, there was nothing I could get that angry about on Raw. I mean, it wasn't a... I mean, there were a few things we'll get into here today, but I was really liking the first 45 minutes of Raw. Guess I could rant and rave about a DQ after a 16-minute main event that was completely unnecessary, but we'll talk about the Raw report later. But before that, we got a lot of other news, including it's Tuesday, and we finally got the Wednesday ratings for AEW Dynamite. Because whenever you listen to this show, and there's some sort of, there's a technical issue here or there, or I'm scrambling to fix something or whatever live, we still have less delays than Nielsen in 2021. There was a holiday last Thursday, which resulted in us not getting ratings from Wednesday until the following Tuesday. And it's going to be like this all this month because I guess this stuff is just harder than I know. But anyway, we'll give you the ratings for AEW Dynamite, which actually were, I would go as far as to say, shockingly high. I expected the show to do far worse than it ended up doing. We'll talk about the Dynamite lineup for this coming Wednesday night. Got an update on the New Japan Wrestle Kingdom shows and what's going on with Will Ospreay, given that New Japan is instituting travel bans. How is that going to play into the Tokyo Dome? We'll tell you about that. Plus, New Japan Strong's got some names debuting on their television show, including Jonah, Josh Barnett. Tell you about that, Raw, and so much more. Back in a moment to kick it off, everybody. Wrestling Observer Live.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-306-1760, 800-306-1760, 800-306-1760, that's 800-306-1760.
From city streets to back roads, from road warrior to carpooler, there are some things you can always count on. Like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
Trade Pros, whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job. Which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. I'm Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. I was thinking about something today. I was playing with my beautiful daughter, Hanale. She's two, just turned two. And she's got this little car, this little die-cast car, and you can actually open the doors. And she keeps coming up to me and saying, "Help! Help!" Because she can't figure out how to open the doors. And so I show her, I go, "You put your finger in the window and you pull open the door." "Oh!" Then she starts to play, and then the door shuts, and she goes, "Help! Help!" "Okay, you put your finger in and you open up the door, and that's how you open the door." "Oh!" And she, you know, she just goes on and on. So then she's playing, and she starts screaming, "Help! Help!" I'm like, "Oh, God, what is it this time?" So I go over there, and she's got a little car, but then she's got one of those little person plastic guys, and she's trying to put him in the car. He's way too big to go in the car. So she's, like, getting all mad and throwing a tantrum, and I'm just, like, watching her. Because she can't figure this out. I try to explain, man too big for car, it's straight over her head. So now imagine if my father walked in, and my father saw the car on the ground, and my father took the car and he tried to put the little person in the car, and he started going, "I can't get it, help, I can't get the guy in." So in either of these situations, would it do me any good to get angry about this? One of them, the older one, is being a gimmick, pretending like he can't get the guy in the car. And then the other one's two, and she's just like, you know, her brain is not developed enough to figure out that large man can't fit in small car. Right? Am I wrong about this? Anyway, my point of all of this is, what I'm building to here, as I was scrolling through my Twitter today, always a problem, and I had put up the numbers for last week's Dynamite. And I could not help but notice the number of people that were attempting to explain to others why these numbers were good. And, like, these threads were, like, this long, and they're going back and forth with these people. And, listen, I'll admit, sometimes I see someone write something stupid on Twitter, and I think I got a good zinger, and I can't help but put it on Twitter. But this is like one out of every 100 I do this. Probably even less if you look at my timeline. Probably one out of every 500. I was just watching this and I just kept thinking, why are you arguing with these people? Because literally, they're either my father screwing around with you, they're trolling you, or they're so stupid that you're not going to be able to smarten them up. So why are you even bothering trying to explain this? Here's the numbers, everybody. The show did 898,000 viewers, which was down 8.7% from the previous week, the lowest audience the show has done since November 3rd. 18 to 49, they drew a 0.31, which is down 16.2% from the previous week's episode. Dynamite's lowest number in the normal time slot since May 19. I would classify these numbers as shockingly good. Now, some of you, will probably hear that and go, oh, I can't figure out why you would say that. Well, I'm going to explain it to you. Perhaps you will figure this out, or perhaps you'll be my 2-year-old who I can just explain this 50 times and you're just so dumb you can't figure it out. This show aired, everybody, the night before Thanksgiving. This night is death for AEW. How long has this show been on the air? 3 years or whatever? It's death every single year the night before Thanksgiving. This year, I don't even know how the show did 898,000 viewers at a 0.31. Given the night and given history, this is a shockingly good number. This was the highest rated Thanksgiving Eve episode in the history of Dynamite. As compared to 2020, they were up 26.5%, up 19.2% in 18 to 49, double digit increases year over year in 18 to 49, every week since April 7th. Keep in mind, last year they were going head to head with NXT, whose goal was to crush them and get them off of television. So there's literally no way to spin this as a bad number unless you're a troll or a moron. So very good numbers for Dynamite on Thanksgiving. I don't know what changed this year, but the show did a very, very good number. And that's the story. So I'm done. I mean, if anybody else wants to say anything else, they're welcome to. But, I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory, simplistic story for those with IQs above, I don't know, 90? What would be the... I got to figure out what the cutoff is in terms of IQ for these arguments that people have with folks. Is it 90? Is it 95? It feels like there should be like a very thin line. You know what I'm saying? Because if you got like a 110 IQ, you're like perfectly competent. But if you have like 100, you're not so much. So like, what's the exact number where, you know, I don't have to talk slowly and clearly.
What is the genius level IQ? Right, there is a genius level, correct?
I don't know, but I mean, I've never experienced it online.
Well, I mean,
actually, I have, but you know,
probably won't find a whole lot of those people there. But if there is a genius level, there's got to be some sort of moronic, you know, baseline cutoff. So there's got to be like semi-functional. You know what I mean? We got to find out what that number is. So does anybody have the list? What is the baseline here?
Okay, so we got a bunch of people trying to answer here. So it seems to be that 160...
They're all geniuses in the chat.
Well, you know, you can look stuff up online. This person says 130. This person says 160.
Yeah, see, you look stuff up online and still somehow be wrong.
This guy here says the average IQ is 89.
89? Is that what it is? Well, 140 is considered a high IQ.
If that's true, that the average is 89, I mean, that explains a lot about my Twitter. And it further, by the way, cements the fact that why are you all arguing with these folks? Stop. You know what's funny is I've been on the internet for so long that I remember back in the day where there was like a simple rule when you went online. There were a couple of them. One is don't feed the trolls. You guys remember that? What happened to that? Don't feed the trolls. There's another one, but I'm so old I forgot what it was. But it was another.
You know what it is?
Simplistic wisdom that's been long forgotten.
If it's old school, if it's old, and that's what it's about, what it is you don't believe anything you see online. Where that turned into believe everything that you see online.
Oh, yeah, don't believe anything you read on the internet was the other wisdom from the early days. It's funny that, like, the early days of the internet, when it was, like, new, People were much smarter then than when it's been around for like 25 years. Now everybody's forgotten the rules. Now everyone feeds the trolls and they believe everything that they read on the internet. Like, if you would have gone back and told the guy who invented the internet that, like, one of these days these rules would be out the window and people would feed the trolls and believe everything they read on the internet, he'd probably just pulled the plug. Oh, this is not good for humanity, he would have said. We got to get rid of this internet thing. But instead, he had faith in humanity, and look what it's got us.
Holy smokes. You always talk about playing with Hanalei. Do you ever play with Paisley anymore?
Paisley's at school. How am I supposed to play with her when she's at kindergarten?
I'm just asking you a question.
I can't just walk into the classroom and go, hey, everybody, you want to play some games? Doesn't work like that in 2021.
Normally, calm down, will you? Jeez.
I'm as calm as can be. God. Dynamite on Wednesday has CM Punk versus Lee Moriarty, which I believe is going to play into this whole MJF thing about how it's taken Punk a long time to beat the Lee Moriartys of the world. We got Ruby Soho, Chris Statlander, TBS Tournament Quarterfinals. Cody Rhodes versus Andrade in an Atlanta street fight. Sting and Darby versus Billy and Colton Gunn. And Bryan Danielson versus Allen Angels. So it sounds like we have some really good matches. I don't know if it's necessarily a big marquee show that's going to do giant numbers, but I think it'll be fun.
Should do pretty
good.
Don't
you?
I mean, well, they're advertising Daniel Bryan and or Bryan Danielson and CM Punk, so that's a good start right there. You know what I mean? So, yeah, they may not be facing Kenny Omega and Adam Page, but they don't have to be. They just have to be on the show, and I'm sure these matches are going to be fantastic.
Historically, it's better if they're facing big names than just being on the show.
Well, no kidding.
It's better than nothing.
The house every week, bruh.
Back in a moment. Talk about Will Ospreay next.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her, me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking and...
Well, if your friend wants some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man pills sends comes it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean, my friend will be on it.
Steel Man Pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. If you go to my Twitter, at Brian Alvarez, there's some good stuff on Twitter, like this link here to a co-host spot on the Brian and Vinny show benefiting Whale Scout, the final spot. This is it. After this, it's over for the year. And it's up there right now if you want to bid on it. It's at $18.25 right now, which is more than that Orca suit is worth. So if you want to co-host with Vinny and I, Craig Granny, head up there right now and make your bid. Know what I'm saying? All right,
good. I do. Sure.
New Japan is still expecting Will Ospreay and other foreign talent to be allowed to enter Japan for Wrestle Kingdom 16. Interview with Tokyo Sports, New Japan president Takami Obari stated that new travel restrictions implemented in Japan due to the COVID-19 Omicron variant will not apply to talent that already have visas. Under the current rules, I've heard, he says, regular foreign wrestlers have visas to work in Japan, so they will be treated as re-entry. This has been confirmed by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. So he's heard, but it's also been confirmed. Might be some translation issues here, but seems like it'll be all right. Those who are permitted to enter the country will have to abide by the 14-day quarantine that has been in place for some time, as the plan to reduce the quarantine to 3 or 10 days has been suspended. Ospreay then tweeted, "Shingo can't stop me, Okada can't stop me, COVID can't stop me. January 5th, 2022, I will be there." So at this point, Wrestle Kingdom is still on with the two-night mini-tournament to determine who will be the IWGP World Heavyweight Champion at the end of the show on January 5th.
Yeah, hopefully everything can go on according to plan, but if it can't, at the very least, people who have a residence there, which I'm not, if I'm not mistaken, Will Ospreay does, and I guess I could be dead wrong about that. I thought he had a residence there. So in that case, I mean, he looks to be safe no matter what. Again, it'll just depend on, does this get worse within the next week or month or whatever it's going to be? That's really, I think, what it comes down to is going to be, does this get any worse? Are they accomplishing their goals with this lockdown and having limited travelers come back into the country? So we got a long way to go still. So, but at least this on the surface is a nice sign and a good step for fans that are just dying to see some sense of normalcy come back to New Japan shows.
Jonah's in-ring New Japan debut and former UFC heavyweight champion Josh Barnett's first match in 17 years will air on this coming week's New Japan Strong. Jonah versus Lucas Riley. That ain't going to go well for that Riley bloke, I would guess. And Josh Barnett will take on Alex Coghlan. So this coming Saturday night, Detonation, Jay White and Hikuleo versus Alex Zane and Yuya Uemura, Jonah versus Lucas Riley, Leo Rush and Adrian Quest versus Bateman and Mysterioso, and Josh Barnett versus Alex Coghlan. Sounds like another 90-minute show, so buckle up, everybody.
Would you pay to see Josh Barnett against Alex Riley?
No. Why?
I would. Just to see the vicious pounding that Josh Barnett gives to Alex Riley. There's a few people that Josh Barnett...
Why do you want to see Alex Riley beat up so bad?
I don't know. I just thought about that. I hadn't thought about him in a while, and then I thought about...
What a jerk.
I know. I'm a terrible person,
I'd pay to see
I?
Josh Barnett and you after
You're
that
not
comment.
See that, though. You wouldn't pay to see that. You're too cheap to
Bro,
see
Bro, I
that.
Would pay to see that.
Nah, you wouldn't see
I didn't
that.
Say how much I'd pay, but I definitely pay.
Say you're too cheap
Actually,
to
the longer this show goes, the more I'd pay.
Is that right?
That's a crowdfunding...
Well, you just You just go on another 10-minute rant about something, you know. Daddy, I can't get the guy in the car. Daddy.
Oh, now you're
going
to be this
she can't get the guy in the car,
woman
son.
On NXT now, the tennis player. Is that who you are now?
Tiffany Stratton.
Well, at least you know her name, at least. Yeah, let's see what happens tonight. Let's see if they've dropped the daddy part.
Oh. Oh, my.
Yeah, you know, so by the way, when I told my story, the girl saying daddy was 2, not like 25 or whatever.
Well, she's not rich either. Is your kid rich?
She's rich in spirit. It was absolutely hilarious, this person says, to see how Edge referenced CM Punk saying Miz's name on Dynamite. Didn't get much reaction at all. They went for an actual cheap reaction and failed. Seemed to prove a good chunk of WWE audience does not watch AEW. I would think that a good chunk, a sizable portion of this WWE audience is not watching AEW. No. Because usually when you see people say stupid things, it's uneducated statements. Oh, we don't watch the show, but we can tell you why it sucks.
Hey, you see PWG is running the same day as Royal Rumble. You know what that means? PWG doesn't care about anybody that may be watching the Royal Rumble who wouldn't show up to their show anyway. And it's not probably a smart proposition for most pro wrestling companies to ever go bucking up against WWE. And you never want to do anything that's going to possibly dampen anyone who orders or watches or appears at your show. But I think PWG, I think to a certain extent, GCW.
I think they don't want any WWE fans showing up.
Well, that's
their
the whole
show.
Thing is, I think GCW, AEW, at least PWG, those three. Impact's a little bit different. Maybe some other indies are a little bit different. But I think all three of them could actually say, hey, yeah, you go watch whatever. If you want to come watch us again, watch it on the VOD. But, like, we don't need you. And we're not worried about you, and we're just going to move on and do what we're going to do and not worry about the big boys. And they're actually able to pull that off. And it's not, to me, you know, I guess some people might shrug their shoulders at it and think it's a bad move. I just don't think it affects anything at all, to be honest.
This person here says, please don't tell me that it is actually true that a few people in WWE believe that Tony Khan is buying tickets to AEW shows, especially after they lost the battle in the UBS Arena.
Oh, this is a thing, people.
Bro,
it is.
Listen to me, okay? I'm not saying it's a sizable portion.
They're trying
this. I think that the vast majority of people in WWE have brains.
Aren't crazy?
But in fact, there are. Can you not drink on the air? My God, I even to mute him for a second. There are folks, everyone, and it's specifically related to the UBS Arena, that believe that the only reason that the UBS Arena ticket sales are so much better than the WWE ticket sales is because Tony Khan is buying all the tickets. There are people who believe this, okay? Now, I mean, who's he giving the tickets to? He's got 3,000 friends or what? I don't know. See, this thing with these conspiracy theories is, everyone has a germ of an idea that they turn into a conspiracy theory, but then, like, from there, it's just like a mystery. Like, there's going to be, you know, 10,000 people in the building. So if only 4,000 people bought tickets and Tony Khan bought 6,000 tickets, who does he know that he's handing out 6,000 free tickets?
He's
not to mention,
them in.
If you're giving out 6,000 free tickets, who, not one of those 6,000 people is going to come forward and say, brother, I got my free ticket from Tony Khan for the UBS
NDAs,
Arena.
Brother. There's NDAs all over the place. Big Tony's got that kind of money to not
He's
only give 6, people tickets.
He's got 6,000 NDAs out.
6,000 NDAs and a lawyer for each person and a private investigator to follow each person to see if he needs a lawyer to sue each person.
Do people realize the madness of these theories? Like, there are, I'm not making this up, there are people who believe that. Like, there's no way that they could have sold more tickets than WWE. Tony specifically bought tickets for that show because it was important for that show to beat the WWE show in the same building. Thus, he bought all these tickets.
Oh, man. They're trying, man. It can't just be people want to go to that show. Can't be.
Hell, Ben, bro, this is not fake news. This is not. I'm sorry. Like, if you can't wrap your head around this, that's not on me. That's on you, okay? This is not fake news.
Oh.
And, like, Mike knows it's not fake news.
It is not fake news. I can say that for sure. I didn't know who Pale Ben was until I looked over into the chat, but he says he's kidding anyway, Brian. So just did it to get rally up there a little bit.
You better be kidding here. Come on.
Brian! Sorry, that's what he's doing to you. He's giving you one of those. Giving you the business, boss.
WWE are actually scripting their firings into promos as a gotcha from the face to the heels and vice versa. Isn't anywhere near funny. It's pretty gross. Yeah, they had Edge. Ugh. Edge mentioned that Miz left and then his buddy got fired. Who actually got fired? And then there was a line by
Liv,
which was preposterous. It's preposterous like in storyline and in real life. Becky is so greedy that her friends had to be fired because Becky was making so much money.
Yes.
Which, by the way, actually, I don't believe that Liv believes this, but there have been people in wrestling who have been angry at the big money earners for earning so much money while other people ended up being fired. Like, one has anything to do with the other.
That always makes me want to puke anyway. It's always so stupid, and they could have brought it up last night, but they wouldn't because it's their show and they didn't script it this way that, okay, who gave them the money? Was there a gun held to a McMahon's head to sign Becky Lynch to this much money? What happened to all these other people that you signed? How is it Becky's fault? How is it Roman's fault? Are you also blaming Roman? Let's hear his name. None of it makes any sense. It's all stupid.
People don't seem to understand how much money this company is making, I think.
Billions.
Well, I mean, I'm talking gross per quarter. Like, it's tens of millions of dollars. And you know how much, you know, Liv's friends were making in WWE? I mean, their being fired or not fired has absolutely, positively zero to do with how much Becky Lynch or Roman Reigns or anybody else is making. Zilch. You want the Raw report?
No.
You gotta wait. It's after the break. Observer Live.
You need auto parts, O'ReillyAuto.com is just a few clicks away. We offer convenient options for you to get your parts quickly. Order online and pick up for free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. We'll even bring it out curbside. Or you can have your parts delivered right to your door with free shipping on most orders over $35. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
Panera believes in saying yes.
Yes to clean, fresh ingredients. Yes to the new chicken sausage and pepperoni flatbread topped with rich mozzarella. Yes to delicious mac and cheese. Yes to putting it on a sandwich, creating the grilled mac and cheese sandwich. And yes to impromptu road trips to Sandwich, Illinois. Because that's living life to the flavor fullest. Get $1 delivery when you order on our app. Panera, live your yes. Pricing and product availability may vary. Visit PaneraBread.com.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
I think we've got a few sub-90s in the chat here.
Hey, look, man, there are a lot of people that are asking me, can you save us from this Raw report?
And no,
I cannot do that because he's got his finger on the mute button. It is the Brian Alvarez Show. We all know this. It's Observer Live in name, but we know it's the Brian Alvarez Show, and it is Tuesday. There are people that are going to be expecting this Raw report, and they are demanding a rant somehow work its way up inside a boss man. So he is going to do that. So don't be one of those people with an IQ between 26 and 50, between idiot and moron. Apparently, idiot is 0 to 25, and moron is 51 to 70. Apparently, there was an obsolete medical classification. People with moderate mental subnormality with an IQ of 35 to 49.
You're dropping down to the 50s right now by stalling out this Raw report.
Oh,
like if you don't want to hear,
did you think I was doing that?
If you don't want to hear the Raw report, everybody, just let me get it over with. You stall, it's just going to take the entire show. So let's get it over with, and then we can go to the questions or whatever. If you want to jump in, Mike, you're welcome to jump in. But remember what we're doing here. We're getting through the damn report so that we can move on. But it's news. It's the A show for WWE. We had a Seth Rollins interview where he announced he will face Big E for the title at WWE Day 1 in Atlanta, which is on Day 1 of 2021. I felt the need to explain that on today's show. So, Finn Balor interrupts. They got into a quick brawl, and then they had a match, and it was a good match. They had a 9-minute match, Seth Rollins versus Finn Balor. It was very good, and then Rollins poked him in the eye with his thumb and hit him with curb stomp and pinned him. So, you know, we can't leave well enough alone, as they say. So they decide they're going to show a replay to prove that he used his thumb, and so they go in slow motion. And you see Seth Rollins, he gets his thumb like this. And he starts going like this. And I thought they're going to cut it right now or speed it up. But they didn't. So in slow motion, you see Seth Rollins' thumb go like this to Finn Balor. And they go, oh, see, he used his thumb. And I'm like, no, he didn't. You showed it in slow motion. It was nowhere near his eyeball. But anyway, that was a finish. Because it's Raw. Then we had Austin Theory and Vince McMahon, us a whole bunch of goofy segments. Vince wants to teach young Austin the ways of the world and how you got to pay attention and how you have to not be distracted and how you have to expect the unexpected. The whole show-long storyline builds to him making Austin Theory watch all of Raw, which is torture. And then at the end, he goes to shake his hand, but he slaps him. That's the segment. That'll get this kid over. We had the Raw women's contract signing with Becky Lynch and Liv Morgan, and I thought this was good. I know people are upset about the line about her friends being fired, but quite frankly, if you look at the performance of Becky and the performance of Liv, they both did a very good job. The match is happening next Monday, so I don't think Liv has much of a chance here, but I thought they did a good job setting it up. They also signed a 10-woman tag for later. We had Riddle putting a wig on Randy Orton because this worked so well with Goldberg and Goldust in the year 2001. And by so good, I mean they pretty much killed the aura of Goldberg immediately. This led to Randy Orton and Riddle versus Ziggler and Rude for the tag team titles, even though Ziggler and Rude have been doing nothing but losing, including Ziggler losing to Riddle last week. This earned them a championship match. And the match was good while it lasted, and they were beaten. So Riddle and Randy Orton retained the titles. Kevin Owens tells Rollins, I was told if I beat Big E tonight, I will be added to your match at Day 1. Seth doesn't believe him. Kevin Owens says, well, go ask Adam Pearce. So Seth goes, well, I will. We had an Edge promo with The Miz, and the idea here was long talking segment. Edge is a great talker. Oh, Miz is a pro on the mic. We're gonna show MJF and CM Punk how to do it. Well, they didn't. Edge was good. I mean, Miz was Miz. I have no desire whatsoever to ever see these two in a feud. Edge literally is talking about, I don't know how much time I have left. I'm on borrowed time. So he's feuding with The Miz. Anyway, we had a line about MJF in here. Or how MJF talked about Miz or Punk or whatever. So anyway, moving on. We had the Street Profits beating Alpha Academy. And AJ pretended like he was blinded. Sarah Schreiber runs up to him and says, "What are your thoughts on the Street Profits blowing a fire extinguisher in your face last week?" What a question. And so he's acting blind and he can't see. And then he goes to ringside. And you'll never guess. Turns out he's not blind. He tries to interfere. He fails. The Street Profits win. And Omos is just disgusted at AJ's stupidity. Rollins told Owens he was a liar. Because Rollins had gone up to Adam Pearce and asked, and Adam Pearce says, "That's not the match." But Sonya Deville had walked up and said, "What did he say?" And when Adam Pearce explained what Kevin Owens had lied about, Sonya says, "That's not a bad idea." Damian Priest beat Apollo Crews in a United States Championship title match. This match was for the U.S. title. The last time that Apollo Crews won a singles match was in June, and he was gifted a championship match on this show. He did not win. Rollins went back up to Pierce and Deville, and they told him that, hey, in fact, if Kevin Owens wins tonight, he will be inserted into the match at day one. Dominic and Rey Mysterio beat Cedric and Shelton, just beat him in 3 minutes, which I don't have a problem with, but they've been doing nothing but jobs, and then they just won. I don't know what's going on. We had Liv Morgan, Bianca Belair, Rhea Ripley, Nikki Ash, and Dana Brooke against Becky, Carmella, Queen Zelina, Tamina, and Drew Doudrop. They went 20 minutes through two commercial breaks. In no known or unknown universe did this match need 20 minutes. And finally, Liv Morgan pinned Tamina with her finish, and it looked botched. But then she hit Lynch with it after the match, and that one looked good. This match was way too long. Frustratingly long. We had a few more segments, and then finally the main event is Kevin Owens versus Big E. Non-title match. Kevin Owens wins. He's in the three-way at the pay-per-view. Seth Rollins comes down to do commentary. He is repeatedly told, and he reminds us, "I better not get involved, because if Kevin wins by DQ, he's in the match." So you'll never guess the finish after 16 minutes of wrestling. Well, Kevin Owens goes out there and he goes after Seth. Seth jumps in the ring and attacks him. Kevin Owens is disqualified, and now he is in the main event of day one. You know the number one thing I got out of this show? WWE and Dynamite are both running the UBS Arena within 8 days of each other. And we talked about the ticket sales. We talked about how Dynamite's going to draw like 4,000 more than WWE in the same building a week later. And on top of all of that, forget all of that, okay? Not only were you outdrawn by AEW in the same market, but you know what AEW is not going to do in the main event of their UBS Arena show? They're not going to do a horrible DQ. They're not going to put on a poor wrestling show with bad finishes. So it's like a double whammy. And yes, by the way, I did hear all the excuses. Well, you know, WWE's burned out the market. WWE's run there too often. Blah, 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 blah. Bro, the show did 5,000 fans, and they did a horrible DQ finish in the main event. And there ain't no justifying any of this. That's what happened. And Dynamite's going to draw 10,000 in the same building, and they're going to have a show with no DQs, all finishes, and it's a, I hate to say it, but it just is what it is. That's your Raw report.
Exciting.
Did you watch it? You didn't watch it, did you?
Oh, I watched it.
I don't believe it.
Why would you not believe that, Brian?
Because you didn't say a word about it. And we're
what's the point?
Moving on here.
Then you'll bitch and moan that I interfered and that it's now going too long.
I said you're welcome to talk about it, but let's not drag it out. What was your most noteworthy thing that you saw on this show, Mike?
Mine was AJ Styles and Omos.
Horrible.
Because here's why. It certainly seems to me from their little banter and interaction, it may just be because, God bless him, Omos can't act. He's not a natural thespian, it doesn't seem like. That maybe I'm wrong about this, but it certainly seemed like they are leading to a split between the two. Now,
sure looked that way.
In that case, AJ Styles is, of course, the bad guy. He's got to be the bad guy because, I don't know if you guys know this or not, Omos, the new Andre the Giant in some people's eyes there.
Of course he is.
And he can't go. And it's not to say he's not a nice guy. It's not to say that there's not a spot for him in pro wrestling. When you're a guy that size, there absolutely is. They can figure out a way to make you useful in pro wrestling. But as a every week on TV character on this 3-hour show, man, this was coming. Because when they paired them up together, it was obvious that he was there. So AJ, he could try to get as much as he could and glean as much knowledge as he could from AJ, and AJ could do what he can with him. But, now I guess it's time for the split. It certainly seemed that way. It's insane to me, but that's actually one of the things that stood out to most. I thought the Miz segment with Edge, if it was a hotter period and they had a bigger crowd that could actually react to some of the stuff that was being said, maybe it would have been better. It was too long. It was right up their alley. I don't think if people watch that and they want to nitpick it too much and, oh my God, they mentioned AEW mentioning them. And I guess so. You could really nitpick that. But I thought overall it was good, but it was just very long. And the bottom line is, unfortunately, like you mentioned, do we really want to see Miz and Edge?
No.
And that's the thing is I don't. And, I just will, because there's a lot we could get into or say or whatever, but I guess really the bottom line is mentioning those releases twice, I wouldn't have done it just because and I know in WWE's mind, they're not the bad guys in all of this, but bottom line is nobody looks at you as a good guy, and most people are still kind of steaming over this. There are people that work for you whose friends are gone, who's they're not happy about it. So why even poke that bear? There are so many other aspects of reality that you could touch on. You did with the whole Miz, MJF, CM Punk thing. So there are ways to do it without mentioning that, because bottom line is it doesn't make you look good. And it was a crappy thing to do, I thought.
This person says, let me get this straight. Vince fired Sarah Logan, Ruby Soho, John Morrison, and then himself approved those lines to be uttered on national television. This was all somehow also live tweeted on Twitter as a flex. What a horrible company. Well, I wouldn't have done it.
Yeah, well, it's... But they are... The problem with them is they are completely tone deaf. And they don't see what the fans see, and they want the fans see what they want them to see, and they don't right now. And now as there's been in a long time, fans don't need you to get their fix. And the more you keep poking them and messing with them, they just ain't going to come back to you.
Person says, WWE's top storylines from this week are people mocking other people about their friends getting fired and hearkening back to the glory days of Miz main eventing WrestleMania. I love how they keep bringing that up. I main event at WrestleMania and beat John Cena. In what, 2011?
Yeah.
That was 10 years ago. Can we move on? Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Hey, listen up. Before the weather changes, get new windows in your home and save possibly hundreds on your energy bill. Call the Window Replacement Hotline right now and take advantage of their special savings event. Get your leaky, drafty windows replaced with energy-efficient, beautiful, virtually maintenance-free windows at this year's rock-bottom prices. Our prices are so low, we don't want to scare the competition. The only way to hear about our window savings is to call. Yes, you must call our special toll-free number for the best window replacement prices in town. Get your new windows, patio doors, and more from the Window Replacement Hotline. Get ready for the change in weather. Save on your energy bills. Call right now for tremendous prices on new windows and beautify your home. Call the Window Replacement Hotline now.
800-685-2080. 800-685-2080. 800-685-2080. That's 800-685-2080.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. That's 800-693-8290.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, I just got a fascinating, what's so funny?
Who do you think's been coming for a longer time now? Veer Mahan to Raw or Peter North? Who do you think?
Oh, Mike, that's what you were laughing about during the break. Are you nine? You know what I was laughing about?
What's that?
I went to the commercial break here, ranting about how it's 2021 now. And what do I get in my text message bin? I get news that Impact Wrestling has just released Slammiversary 2021 on VHS today.
What?
Yes. And in fact, I went to their Twitter, and it is true. You too can get a VHS copy of Slammiversary 2021 if you act now. Impact Wrestling on Twitter.
Wait, how much are they charging for it? Because Game Changer just released Joey Janela's Spring Break, the original, on VHS at $50.
$25.
Whoa, man.
Double cassette VHS.
A double, so it's only $12.50 per tape.
Bro, let me tell you something. I know that like things come back, like people are into vinyl and all that sort of thing, but I was over at Granny's the other day, and we were putting a new TV in for her, I wish she got rid of her VCR. Granny doesn't use it. She's 92 years old. She's no longer using her VCR. She has stepped into the 21st century. What
is she going to watch the old roasts now?
What in the world do we need VHS tapes for? And like you could argue, and some people do, that vinyl sounds more real to them than a CD or an MP3 or whatever. And I'm sure that these geeks on the chat are going to go nuts about this. But the reality is, your VHS tape does not look more real. It does not look better. It does not sound better than the digital equivalent. It just doesn't, okay?
It'll be snow in a couple years.
I will not abide these arguments. And with that, we are out of here, everybody. Back later on tonight, Brian and Vinny and Craig and Granny Show. Raw 3 tonight, retro show, and a lot of other great stuff, so check it out. That's it, everybody. We'll talk to you again after a while.